This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
U.S. Senate control up for grabs in Georgia.
Our votes are going to decide the legacy of America right now.
President campaigns and complains.
That was a rigged election, but we're still fighting it.
Rogue pharmacist thought vaccine was unsafe.
His intent was to render them inert.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 2 months after the general election, control of the U.S. Senate comes down to this day in Georgia, the runoff elections for the state's two Senate seats. And it brought President-elect Joe Biden there to campaign.
One state can chart the course, not just for the next 4 years, but for the next generation.
And President Trump, too.
This could be the most important vote you will ever cast for the rest of your life. It really could be.
Vote in a state where he's alleged fraud.
There's no way we lost Georgia. There's no way. That was a rigged election.
CBS's Mark Strassman has more on the campaign blitz.
The whole world is watching the people of Georgia.
Vote. Make sure your voice is heard.
In dueling rallies, President Trump and President-elect Biden did seem to agree on one thing, the importance of Georgia's elections.
Show up!
Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff are the Democrats hoping to unseat GOP incumbents Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Both races will determine which party controls the Senate, and the candidates are spending record money to get voters' attention.
Vote! Vote! Vote.
Mr. Biden campaigned for the Democrats yesterday, while President Trump spent most of his nearly 90 minutes on stage repeating his false claims about election fraud here.
They're not taking this White House. We're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right.
Now to Washington, CBS's Nancy Cordes says the stage is set for a political showdown tomorrow over the November results that will put Joe Biden in the White House in about 2 weeks.
This is about the integrity of our elections.
Missouri Senator Josh Hawley cheered on a growing movement last night. Republicans who plan to contest the results tomorrow without evidence of fraud. At least 13 GOP senators have joined the cause, including Georgia's Kelly Loeffler, who spoke last night at a rally with the president on the eve of her special election.
I will object to the Electoral College vote.
The effort has dismayed some Republicans, like Ohio's Rob Portman, who noted that not a single state found evidence of fraud or irregularities widespread enough to change the result of the election. But President Trump upped the pressure on his own vice president, who will preside over tomorrow's joint session of Congress.
I hope that our great vice president comes through for us. Of course, if he doesn't come through, I won't like him quite as much.
Mr. Pence made it clear he won't disappoint.
We'll have our day in Congress. We'll hear the objections. We'll hear the evidence.
But Vice President-elect Kamala Harris argued none of it will change the outcome.
We're going to be inaugurated, period.
Now, the latest on the pandemic, CBS's David Begno has more on the vaccine rollout.
There are more than 4 million seniors living in Florida, and they are overwhelming registration websites in a rush to get immunized.
We were here 2.5 hours early because we figured there was going to be a showdown.
But the state of Florida has administered less than 25% of the doses it already received. Concerns over the slow vaccination process have prompted some to suggest changes, like giving half doses of the Moderna vaccine. But new this morning, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn cautioned against that, writing in a statement, suggesting changes to the FDA-authorized dosing is premature and not rooted solidly in the available science.
There's a fundamental concept here, take as directed.
That is Dr. Tom Frieden. He's the former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says the first way to speed up things is for the government to ship all available vaccines instead of holding half in a reserve for second dosing.
With hospitals jammed in Southern California, the Actors Union is calling for a temporary halt to in-person TV show production. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says on some sets, it seems the virus is part of the script.
SAG-AFTRA is putting out the call after seven people working on the Kelly Clarkson show tested positive, along with nine on Netflix Colin in Black and White, and a dozen people working on the sitcom Young Sheldon. All of them are shot in Southern California, where hospitals are so overwhelmed, ambulance crews are being told not to transport patients who have little chance of survival. Last night, CBS's Late Late Show announced it was moving production back into James Corden's garage.
Overseas, a new lockdown's been ordered for England that will shut down much of the country through the middle of next month as Britain battles a new fast-spreading variant of the virus. The Proud Boys and other groups and people that support President Trump are gathering in D.C. for a rally that's set for tomorrow. CBS's Catherine Herridge says one key figure now faces charges.
The leader of the Proud Boys, Enrique Torrio, was arrested after leaving a D.C. area airport on a misdemeanor charge connected to the burning of a church's Black Lives Matter banner last month. A source familiar with the case said the evidence did not warrant hate crimes charges.
Torrio had two high-capacity firearm magazines on him when he was arrested. In Wisconsin, 500 National Guard troops have been mobilized to help authorities in Kenosha. That's where a prosecutor could decide this week whether to charge a white police officer in the shooting of a black man last August. Jacob Blake was hit seven times and is paralyzed. The shooting sparked sometimes violent protests, and there are fears of more unrest when a decision on the case is made. Then there's the case in Wisconsin of the pharmacist accused of trying to ruin hundreds of doses of coronavirus vaccine. Prosecutor Adam Jarrell is putting the case together.
He gave a statement that he'd removed these vials from refrigeration. He'd done so on two occasions. His intent in doing so was to render them inert because he'd formed this belief that they were unsafe.
Unsafe, and that the shots would mutate people's DNA. The 46-year-old pharmacist is an admitted conspiracy theorist. Steven Brandenburg will be formally charged after the drug maker Moderna confirms the 57 vaccine vials are no longer any good. Well, it turns out actress Tanya Roberts is still alive. Her publicist says there was a miscommunication that led him to report her death. The 65-year-old former Bond girl is in the hospital after a fall. She is said to be in poor condition. The pandemic has put Florida theme parks on a shaky roller coaster. CBS's Peter King with more on what some are doing to try to revive business.
Many of the new attractions were delayed because of the pandemic. For example, at Disney World's Epcot Center, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure takes you inside Chef Gusteau's kitchen. There's a new Cirque du Soleil show called Drawn to Life, and Disney is still building its Star Wars-themed hotel. Universal Orlando will open a new roller coaster using a Jurassic Park theme at Islands of Adventure. It opens this summer. And not to be outdone, SeaWorld Orlando will open its icebreaker coaster this spring. Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
An L.A. hospital says broadcaster Larry King is out of the ICU and breathing on his own, well enough as he fights COVID to have a video call with his sons. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.